Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, your fun, informative, and accessible guide to the latest and greatest in technology. Hey, don't roll your eyes, I can see you. If you think this show will be a boring discussion of things like micropressors or motherboard circuitry or anything like that, boy, are you wrong. This is a fun show that explains technology in everyday English. Popular topics on Tech Talk include cool gadgets, websites, video games, computers, cameras, TVs, cell phones, portable music players, and today, GPS devices. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your PC from the ills of the internet. It prevents annoying pop-up windows and can make your computer run faster, too. That's the free Windows Defender at WindowsDefender.com. Well, today's theme is all about GPS. What is it? How you can use it? What products are available? How much does it cost to get going? What are the new features in today's models that are worth considering? We'll be joined in a few minutes by an old friend of Tech Talk, Michael Kamik, who will be live in the studio today in a few moments to talk with us about GPS navigation devices, and he'll bring with him as well one as a giveaway, a Magellan model that we'll tell you about more in a moment, to a lucky listener who gets their question or comment about GPS units on the air today. Michael, by the way, is the owner and operator of DurhamGPS.com, or Durham GPS. It's a company that rents GPS navigation devices. He's a really nice gentleman, and he's been a guest on this show many times throughout the years. So if you're a frequent listener of Tech Talk, you'll hear a familiar voice, and he'll educate us on all the latest GPS features worth considering. GPSs, of course, for the uninitiated, are those devices that many of us keep in our cars, maybe on the dashboard or windshield, or sometimes in your cell phone, that will help you navigate from point A to point B. It communicates with satellites hovering above the Earth, and when it's paired with mapping software for Canada and the U.S., which is included in these things, it will tell you the names of the streets, it will tell you when to turn, and help you get to your destination safely. That's just one thing you can do with GPS units. We'll hear from Michael about location-based services, something called geocaching, and a lot more in a few moments. What we're going to do for a lucky listener who gets their call answered on the air today with a question or comment about GPS devices, your name's going to go into a hat, so to speak, and we're going to randomly call somebody back at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, get it? GPS show. If you say, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, you will win this Magellan GPS model, courtesy of Durham GPS. We'll tell you a bit more about this specific model in a few moments, but that's what you'll win today for calling in. The numbers to call in on News Talk 1010 today are 416-872-1010. If you're outside of the Toronto area, it'll be 1-800-561-CFRB or Star Talk on your cell phone. That's Star T-A-L-K. Star Talk, a free call on your cell phone. Again, it's also free if you call toll-free, 1-800-561-CFRB. And in the Toronto area, just simply dial 416-872-1010. You'll speak to the lovely screener, Sarah, who will tell her what your question is. She'll tell me. We'll get you on the air between now and 1 p.m., I hope. And we're going to call back one lucky listener randomly. And if you say the secret phrase, our grand prize is yours. But before we get to GPS and before we start talking with Michael, we usually talk about some of the things that I've written about or seen this past week. I'll tell you, a lot of CFRB listeners know I write a daily blog for MSN. It's called Sync, S-Y-N-C. And if you want to visit the blog, again, which I do update daily, it's SYNC-blog.com. So sync-blog.com. And it's really, you know, much like what we try to do on this show, it's a plain English guide to technology. And I also pull out quirky news stories and things like that. And speaking of which, on Thursday, I wrote a blog, and the headline is, Kid Sends 14,528 Text Messages in 1 Month. And received an unprecedented number of comments. First of all, the number of page views was in the many hundreds of thousands. It might even be 500,000. But in terms of comments, we've got 616 to date. Comments on one article. So basically, I wrote about this Californian teen, a 13-year-old girl. Her name is Rena Hardesty. And her father must have said, oh my, OMG. Oh my God, when he received the phone bill from AT&T at the end of the month, because in December, this teenager sent more than 14,500 text messages. That's about 500 a day, folks, on average. That's about 500 a day. Fortunately, the Hardesty family has a $30 a month unlimited texting plan, or else this bill, which, by the way, was 440 pages long, would have cost the family many thousands of dollars. So, very funny story, or sad, depending on your perspective. It's funny. Half of the 600 or so comments we received were from teenagers saying, that's nothing. My friend have sent 16,000 in 1 month, whatever. The other half were some parents going, this is sick. Who are the parents? What's going on at school? Why does a 13-year-old have a cell phone to begin with? So it sparked a very interesting discussion. If you want to partake in it, once again, go to sync-blog.com, SYNC-blog.com. It's my blog on MSN, where I've got daily updates with reviews and news and other quirky things. And interestingly, a Nielsen study found that the average of monthly text messages for a 13 to 17-year-old teen in the U.S. is about 1,700. So, if you know, yes, 14,000 is a lot, but can you believe that the average number of monthly text messages sent from a cell phone for those ages 13 to 17 is 1,742? Unbelievable. Anyhow, moving on. A lot of listeners know that I am the gadget guy at Cineplex movie theaters. Before the movie trailers start, I host a segment called Gear Guide, and it's a, you know, 90-second spot that looks at technology, and it's a different spot every month, and it's seen nationally. It's a pretty cool gig of mine. I get a lot of exposure out of it, and I love it when I pick up my kids from school. I always get these little kids tugging on my jeans, and I look down, and they're like, saw you at the movies, and they run away. It's really cute. But anyways, I want to give you guys an early preview, but what I'm going to be shooting this week, and it's going to run throughout the whole month of March, and it is on cool laptops with a twist. Okay, so I'm going to show four laptops that each offer something super unique if you're in the market for one. One of them from Sony is called the Vio P series. This debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show the other week. It's only 1.4 pounds. It's the size of a business envelope. And it's available now for about $900. It's a full-featured wireless laptop that's only 1.4 pounds. You can slip it into your purse, into your jacket pocket. It's from Sony, called the Vio P series. I'm also going to be showing a Lenovo laptop, the first that has a dual screen. It's the first dual screen laptop. It's got a main 17-inch screen, and then out slips a 10.5-inch screen out of the right-hand side if you need a second screen for more real estate. This is ideal for professionals in the field, like an editor or a photographer. So kind of neat stuff from Lenovo. That's called the W700DS, which stands for dual screen. So I'll be showing that at Cineplex theaters during the Spotlight pre-show. I'll be showing the world's first 24-hour battery laptop. It's the HP EliteBook 6930P. It is the first laptop that can last 24 hours on a single charge. Very cool stuff. That is available now, and that's called the EliteBook 6930P, as in Peter. And finally, I'll be showing the first laptop. It's from Dell, by the way. The first laptop with facial recognition. So it's like a security measure. So you and only you can log on to your computer if it recognizes your face using the webcam. Very neat stuff. That's from Dell. And that's brand new, not even out yet. I'll be showing that in the movie theaters in March. So just a little sneak peek for you. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to be joined by the wonderful Michael Kamek from Durham GPS, and we're going to start chatting with you about GPS devices and getting ready to give away one.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. On today's show, everything you wanted to ask about GPS, but were afraid to ask. We are joined in the studio by Mr. Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. Michael is an old friend of the show, and we're always thrilled when he takes the time to come in and speak to us live. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Michael, you, believe it or not, you've been a guest on the show for a while, but I did some digging. Do you remember the first time you were on the show?
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you. I didn't mean to stop you.
Yes.
It's not fair for me to ask you, because who would remember this? November 7th, 2004.
I knew it was November. I wasn't sure what year it was.
Can you believe it?
I can.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
And since then, Michael has been a frequent guest on our show, always giving us the latest news on GPS units that are very popular now. They're very trendy. And Michael runs and operates a website, a business, and the website address is DurhamGPS.com. And they rent GPS units. And we'll talk to Michael in a moment about the advantages of renting opposed to buying a GPS unit. But if you have any follow-up questions for Michael or are interested in renting a GPS unit, you can reach him at either DurhamGPS.com, DurhamGPS.com, or you can call him toll-free at 1-800-585-8510. That's 1-800-585-8510 to reach Michael Kamek, the owner of Durham GPS. Before we talk a bit about your company and then start taking questions from listeners about GPS units, please tell us about this wonderful giveaway that you've provided today, and then I'll remind listeners after how we're going to give it away.
Sure. This is the Magellan Roadmate 12-tel. The Magellan is one of the bigger companies, one of the more recognized companies in the GPS industry. This is one of those that has the text-to-speech on it, and text-to-speech is where it actually announces street names, not just say turn right, turn left, but says turn right on Johnson Street, for instance. Mm-hmm. It has the fully loaded U.S. and Canadian and Puerto Rican maps on it. It has the points of interest, which is your, you know, hospitals, gas stations, restaurants, that kind of thing. So it is one of those very useful devices that will take you anywhere within North America, and as I also said, Puerto Rico.
Great. And the value for this model?
This would retail in Canada for about $220.
So about $220. Well, thank you again for providing this. Here's what we're going to do, Michael. Anybody who gets their question on the air or comment about GPS units is eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. If they answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, then they've won this grand prize. Call us 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Before we go to Darlene, Michael, please tell us a bit about DurhamGPS.com.
Well, Mark, in fact, it was about 04 that we started running this little operation where instead of selling GPS units, which you can, you know, find several places that will retail GPS devices, we decided that we'd rent them out short term. So people who weren't necessarily interested in having one, you know, for every time they were going out, because they know where they're going most of the time, they would rent it out for a weekend, for instance, for 3 days, and they would pay a fraction of the cost of the device when you compare it to buying it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, of course, is that it means that you're always getting updated maps, because one of the promises that I have in running this operation is making sure that every single unit that goes out has the latest maps that are on there. Updating maps can not only be time-consuming, but also very costly. Mm-hmm. So things are changing all the time, and one of the things you want to make sure is that any unit that you're going to be traveling with has the most up-to-date maps on it. So that's one of the things that we do.
And the other thing I like, Michael, about renting opposed to buying is not only are the maps always up-to-date when you rent, but I know people who have bought a GPS device even only 2 years ago, but it didn't have some of the cool new features, and they're frustrated, like Bluetooth, for example. We'll talk about that feature this hour, what that means. But I have a friend who bought a GPS unit, I think it was a TomTom, and it didn't have Bluetooth. Now he regrets buying it because there's always new features added. So the advantage to renting is that you're not stuck with an outdated model.
Absolutely, because one of the things I'm always doing is trying to make sure that I have the latest features on a unit that I'm providing.
Awesome. All right, Darlene from Etobicoke, thank you for calling News Talk 1010. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I want to know, what's a good size, one that have everything on it?
Okay.
And the price range.
Okay, so size, I believe she's referring to the screen size, Michael. So let's refresh listeners with what a GPS device is. We often keep them on our dashboard,
right,
and it helps you navigate on city streets in Canada and in the U.S. So you need to glance at it when you're, say, at a red light or have a passenger glance at it. Mm-hmm. So the screen sizes, how important is that, and what are some of the sizes and features she should look for?
It is very important. I think the typical size would run for about 3.5 inches. That's the diagonal length, by the way. Then you also have a widescreen version, which is about 4.3 inches. A lot of people who may have a little problem with vision would prefer the widescreen version. You're going to pay a little bit more for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the 3.5 inch is the one that I think is more standard. And for the typical consumer, a 3.5 inch screen is about right.
And she also wanted to know what features are important. You mentioned earlier text-to-speech.
Text-to-speech,
so
I think,
is
one of the more important features to have, because nowadays we don't really want, well, not nowadays. is, but the fact is that you don't want to be concentrating on the screen while you're driving. You want to keep your attention on the road. So the more information you can have being given to you, you know, by you know, hearing it, mm-hmm. is the better it is for you. The other thing which I think you probably want to look at is also Bluetooth, because they're, you know, there's legislation that suggested that they're going to put legislation mm-hmm. in. Or is maybe in already, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's
where
you
can't, right, where you can't use a cell phone in the car. So Bluetooth is the feature on the device which allows the GPS to become a cell phone. So you can operate hands-free using the GPS device.
Okay, and we're going to talk a lot more about GPS features in a few moments, and of course gather a lot of names to call one lucky listener back to win the Magellan Roadmate 1212 with our guest Michael Kamick from Durham GPS. We will be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us.
Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Salzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your PC from the ills of the internet. It prevents annoying pop-up windows and can make your computer run faster, too. That's the free Microsoft Defender at Windows Defender, rather, windowsdefender.com. So thanks for joining us today. We are joined by Michael Kamick from DurhamGPS.com. We are talking about the latest and greatest in GPS devices. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
Always a pleasure having you on.
It's good to be here.
It's usually a couple times a year, and I always look forward to it. So we are answering questions from listeners about the latest features. We're talking a bit about the advantages of to renting opposed to buying. And we also, if we have some time this half hour, is to quickly talk about this trend called geocaching.
Yes.
Kind of like a game, if you will.
Catching on quite a bit.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that, but I really do want to get more callers. You know why.
Sure.
You were so kind to bring in the Magellan Roadmate 1212, a brand new GPS device that will go to a lucky listener. All you have to do is call in with your question, get on the air, rather, with a question or comment about GPS units. We're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m., answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB, and it's yours. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, Star Talk. It's a free call on your cell phone. Michael's website is DurhamGPS.com, or you can call him at 1-800-585-8510. Let's go, without further ado, to Joan in Thornhill. Hi, Joan.
I have two questions. Number one, about the installation of these GPS devices. It's something that's fairly simple. You have to bring it to a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we have one GPS that came with our car. How does that, the caliber of that, compare with what you're talking about?
Okay. You know, I have always been a strong advocate of the portable devices because I find that one of the big advantages of the portable device is that you can change them from car to car. I think Marco's mentioned the fact that he's able to use the GPS in his car and his wife sometimes has to use it in her car.
Mm-hmm.
So the portability is very useful. It's very convenient. The other thing is that if you're ever going to have to, if you have to fly somewhere and then drive, then the GPS that you have installed in your car really is not going to be able to help you out. So when you get to where you're going, you can simply take the portable one and put it on mm-hmm. your dashboard. You're asking how do you install it? You simply plug it into your cigarette adapter and put it on your dashboard if it has the what they call the dashboard mount. Or in the case of a lot of other ones like the one mm-hmm. I have here, you put it by a suction cup on your windscreen. So
that's
it's
right.
very simple to install.
Great question. Let's now go to Jim in Etobicoke. Jim, you're on News Talk 1010. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I was interested in buying one of these devices, and I actually went out to purchase it last month. And the salesman, just before I paid my money, actually, the salesman mentioned to me that I shouldn't keep the device in the car when it gets when the temperature drops below freezing, because it's an LCD display, and I risk freezing the screen, which would damage it. Now, it was a Garmin model, so next day I went on the Internet. I got Garmin's number. I talked to a technical rep in the United States, and he more or less confirmed that. And he said that my warranty wouldn't cover any damage. Now, this would mean that, you know, all winter, I would have to be conscious of bringing the unit inside every night, or if I went out somewhere mm-hmm. and I was going to be out of the car for 2 or 3 hours, I would have to take it with me. Is this the case?
It is the case. There are sort of limits, operating limits, for temperature operating limits for all GPS devices, and you have to try to stay within those limits. So there's a low limit, as you talked about, if it's too cold. There's also an upper limit if it gets too hot. So you definitely want to try to make sure that your GPS is kept within whatever the limits are that are set by the manufacturer. Mm-hmm.
The good news is that they're pretty small and lightweight these days. So if you're going to a restaurant for a couple hours with your significant other or family, just pop it into your jacket pocket is what I do. We do have a GPS unit, but I also use one built into my phone, a service called Telenav, which I'll bring with me anyways. But yeah, it's always a good idea for electronics.
To
be extra, especially with the week we just had, huh?
Right. Well, yes.
One of my favorite things, before we go next to Sharon, one of my favorite things, Michael, about GPS units is these location-based services. The ability to type in something that you're in the mood for, like let's say a certain type of food in a restaurant or a store you're looking for, and it'll immediately tell you the closest one and directions on how to get there. For example, my wife and I last week were in Buffalo for the day, and we wanted to find a Target. We kind of didn't realize really where we were, so I just opened up my Telenav and I typed business Target, and right away it showed us where the closest Target locations were. It'll say like 0.4 miles, and then the next one would be 0.9 miles away or 1.7 miles away.
So not only are you getting a list of the closest ones, but it's ranking it by distance, you know, which is the closest one and which is the next closest and so on. And in most cases, you'd even get a telephone number and the street address.
Right, and if you have Bluetooth, then you can tap the screen's phone number and it'll call it because your phone is in the car.
Absolutely, because the phone number is part of that record. So you can simply just connect it to your phone. Yeah. Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
There are a few companies, such as Navigon, that not only give you the points of interest, but give you ratings on things like restaurants and hotels. So you can have an idea of whether this is a 4-star restaurant, 4-star hotel, that kind of thing. So that's also useful.
Awesome. Let's go to Sharon in Richmond Hill. Thanks for holding on, Sharon. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. That technology just blows me away just listening to this. I just can't even believe what you're saying. But I actually was going to buy one in the sales, and I haven't gotten to it yet because there's so many, and I just don't know what to choose. And my question actually is, and please don't think it's stupid, but
not at all.
I usually go to MapQuest because right now it's my only way of getting to different places and stuff. If I get one of these devices, which I'm really wanting one right now, does it also get the new streets, like new streets that are coming? Does it automatically just download new streets on it as they pop up?
It's an excellent question. It's not a silly one
at
all.
Very good question. The fact is that the updates are not automatic. Your service, the Telenav, is. But the normal procedure is that you actually have to purchase those updates from the manufacturer. And that actually can be quite costly. I know that because I have to pay for them on a regular basis. But they're actually doing, Garmin in particular, has actually just introduced this concept of lifetime updates. So you pay once. And they're now not only giving you updates for life, but they're also giving you updates more frequently. They're saying up to 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually could be a significant savings to you.
Yeah, a city like Toronto has new developments all the time.
So updated maps is, any GPS owner needs to be aware that the updates should be something that he wants to do on a regular basis.
Okay, so please keep those calls coming because we want you to be eligible for a call back at the end of the show. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, I'll give it out one more time. I'm never lost with News Talk 1010 CFRB. You'll win the Magellan Roadmate 1212, courtesy of Durham GPS. And our guest today, Michael Kamek. So give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We're going to take a short break, but very quickly, the pros and cons of the cell phone-based GPS units. The pros are that it's convenient because it's built into your phone. You don't need a separate device. And as Michael said, the second advantage is that new streets and developments are updated very, very often and done automatically. The downside is that unlike other GPS units that you pay once for, you have to pay a monthly fee to use these cell phone-based GPS services. Telenav is about $10 a month, whether you're with Rogers or Bell or Telus or whomever. So just food for thought. We're going to take a short break when we return, more with Michael Kamek and chatting about GPSs when we return.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Perhaps you and the family decided to drive down to Washington, D.C. for this landmark inauguration with Barack Obama this on Tuesday. Maybe you want to know how to best get there in the shortest amount of time, safely. Well, you might be opting for a GPS device to help you navigate the city streets from Toronto all the way down to Washington. That's one of the examples of what you can do with these devices, because they have maps for both Canada and in the U.S., so you can seamlessly drive from Toronto down to the D.C. area and even see some landmark sites within that city, taking you to the White House and all around the city with a feature in some of the devices that have travel guides. These are some of the things we're talking about this hour with Michael Kamik from DurhamGPS.com. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Just to clarify again, Michael's company, Durham GPS, rents rather than sells GPS devices. Just to give us an idea, Michael, of the pricing for renting compared to buying. So let's say somebody is driving down to Washington this week. What would you, how many days versus how much?
Sure. Minimum is a 3-day rental. That's the minimum period. And you're looking at about $20.
$20?
Yes.
Wow.
About $20.
Great. And if you wanted to buy a decent GPS device with...
Decent, you're looking at least $200. And I'm not saying that you can't get it for less than that. But if you really want some of the bells and whistles mm-hmm. that we've been talking about, then you definitely have to spend at least $200.
Great. Speaking of which, Michael brought with him the Magellan Roadmate 1212. This is a $220 GPS unit that can be yours for free for getting a question on the air today. We're going to randomly call back somebody who had their question or comment about GPS devices on the air. And if you are the lucky listener who gets a call back, if you remember that secret phrase I gave out numerous times this hour, that product is yours. But let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Linda in Midtown. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi there.
Great talk on the GPS. My question is actually about an MP3 player.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Sure.
I don't have an MP3 player, and my reason is I have tons of tapes that I'm listening to on my Walkman on a tape recorder, and I'm wondering, is there a way to actually transfer them to an MP3?
Yes, there is. There's two ways you can do it, Linda. If you have a shoebox of old cassette tapes, maybe that that mixtape from your high school sweetheart, and you want to convert it to a digital format that will play on an MP3 player, you can do it in one of two ways. One is that if you still have your stereo system that plays cassette tape, I know you said you have like a Walkman kind of thing, but if you actually have a tape deck connected to a stereo, you just need some cables, like RCA cables we call them, that go out of the back of the stereo and plug into the sound card in the back of the computer for a desktop computer, not a laptop. And then you just need free recording software like Audacity that will allow you to record any incoming audio stream. You just click record on the computer and play on your cassette deck, and you can archive in real time that music over to your hard drive and even do things like remove hisses and things like that. The second way to do it is to buy a dedicated cassette deck that plugs directly into your computer through a USB port. The quality will likely be better than the first option, but you have to buy a cassette deck, such as the Ion Audio cassette deck that plugs into your computer's USB port, and it comes with with software to record it. And those run about $100. The company, again, is Ion Audio, I-O-N Audio, and they have a cassette deck that plugs directly into your computer. So great question. Let's go to Rosa from Mississauga. Hi, Rosa. Thanks for holding on, dear.
Hi. Yes, my question is, I'm planning to go to BC for 2 weeks. So would you suggest buying or renting? I'd like to know, because you were talking. Great topic, anyway.
Oh, thank you. Michael, if she's a two-week rental versus
sure,
buying...
I have several people who rent for 2 weeks, because that is about the time frame that they would be going on a vacation, for instance. And although I mentioned that it was a minimum of 3 days and it was $20, as the time increases, as it's a longer rental, then the actual per-day cost goes down. So a two-week rental would probably run you about $50.
Okay.
And a really nice system
right.
as well.
And again, if she went out and bought a $250 GPS unit, yes. she might not use it that much after
and
this trip.
And this is the point. If she's not making right. that trip on a regular basis, mm-hmm. then this would be an ideal solution for
right.
you.
Right. Okay, if you want to learn more about that, Rosa, durhamgps.com is the website, durhamgps.com, or you can call Michael personally at 1-800-585-8510. That's 1-800-585-8510. And you can hear his charming accent on the phone instead of just on the air. I compliment you on your accent every time I interview yeah, with you, right?
I'm originally Jamaican, so
love
yes,
it.
I can't hide that.
Love it, love it. And you remind me of a dear friend from university, so love it. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Michael and, of course, getting ready for the big grand giveaway. Stick with us. Alrighty, welcome back to Tech Talk. We're joined by Michael Kamik from durhamgps.com. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
Always a pleasure having you here. Before we go back to the lines and see if we can squeeze one or two more calls in before we call you back and see if you remember the secret phrase to win our grand prize, let me ask you about real-time traffic.
Yes.
So this is a feature in some of the new devices. Is it as, you know, what the name suggests?
Yes, it is. What it does is it actually feeds through an FM, well, there are several ways to do it, but one of the more popular ways is to feed through an FM signal into your device the traffic issues that are around you. So any accidents, any slowdowns of any kind, construction, anything that would perhaps cause your trip to be lengthened, that information is going to be fed to your system, and then it will also show you alternatives that will take you around that. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that they've put into a lot of these newer devices. This is a subscription. One of the things I wanted to mention is that Garmin is now making it a lifetime subscription. So when you pay, you're not paying month or annually, you're paying a one-time mm-hmm. fee, and then you're going to, for the life of that particular unit, you're going to get the traffic service.
Michael, if one of our listeners rents a GPS unit yes. from you, is the real-time traffic built in?
For some of the units, it is. So okay. you would have to specify when you're selecting whether you want one of the units that has the traffic feature.
And
on.
Does that cost the customer any?
Yes, there are the ones that have the traffic are a little bit more per day than the ones that don't have the traffic. Yes.
Got it. Okay, let's go to Murray in Etobicoke. Murray, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a deer hunter. And we used GPSs to go back in the bush. You're there for several hours, 8 or 9 hours sometimes,
mm-hmm.
wandering around. They're very accurate, but the one problem is, with, I guess this is an older one, the power runs out.
Mm.
And if you're lost back in the bush, you better have a good compass or know how to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Could your friend recommend what would be a good GPS that's very reliable for a deer hunter? Wants to get his buck.
Yeah, so Michael, we've been talking this entire hour about street-based GPS devices, but they were probably popular first among those who spent time in the great outdoors.
Yes, and I made no secret of the fact that I'm a big fan of Garmin. They have an eTrex line. If you were to go on their website, you would see the options that you have in the eTrex line. The battery life on a lot of these exceeds 30 hours, so unless you are going to be out there for days on end, I would say that one of those devices with a spare set of batteries would be fine.
Okay, Michael, before we call our lucky listener back, I promise our listeners that we would talk briefly about geocaching. Sorry, we can't allot more time than this, but can you give us an idea of what geocaching is?
Geocaching is an outdoor activity that a lot of enthusiasts are getting involved in. Out in our area in the Durham region, the libraries are actually making units available like you would rent a book, like you'd borrow a book, for
mm-hmm.
instance. What you do is you go onto a website like geocaching.com and you find where they've hidden what they call caches. Just little trinkets, little things that people have hidden.
Like
and
a treasure hunt.
It's like a treasure hunt. And they'll give you the latitude and longitude, the coordinates for it, and you just basically go out there and try and find it. And the idea is not to go out there and find treasure, it's to go and just find something, and then you log it, you go back on the site and you log it, and you talk about the experience of finding it. So it's really just a fun outdoor thing. It's, that's really awesome. It's electronic treasure hunt is really what
it is. And I think it's great, and I think a lot of parents would like it, because their kids are up on their feet, and they're
Absolutely.
Not just sitting on their tush playing a video game, they're out enjoying the outdoors in the fresh air and having fun trying to look for something. And sometimes there's a reward. I've heard of companies doing treasure hunts as well for contests.
Yes, I have a lot of companies that call me and they want to organize a sort of a, you know, like a bonding exercise. So they rent a couple of GPS units from me and send them people, their employees out into the woods to, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, let's call somebody back and see if they remember the secret phrase to win that grand prize. Michael, I'll take this time to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Mark.
DurhamGPS.com.
I never get lost with CFRB 1010.
Congratulations. Who's this?
Thank you. It's Darlene.
Darlene, I think you were our first caller, were you not?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. So thank you so much for calling and for holding on. You are the winner of the Magellan Roadmate 1212. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you to pick up our grand prize. Michael Kamek, again, thank you very much once again. You can visit him at DurhamGPS.com or call 1-800-585-8510. A big thank you to our tech op, Justin, and our lovely screener, Sarah, for doing a great job behind the glass today. And thanks to everybody for listening. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Stick with us and have a great and safe Sunday afternoon. Bye-bye now.